Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about the size of the universe in which we live? As a matter of fact, it is a mind-boggling process to begin thinking about the size of the universe in which we live. But all of us agree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created millions of creations. We cannot even count the number of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This universe in which we live is humongous, and there are creations that goes beyond our comprehension and imagination. And every single being in this universe praises and glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. The seven heavens and the earth and all that is in them, they praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And every single being praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and extol his limitless glory, but you fail to grasp the manner of their glorification. And Allah also said, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Aren't you aware how before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prostrate all that is in the heavens and the earth, and before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prostrate the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees and the beasts, and many people. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created among his creations one single being, one species that is called the human being. The question is, how different is this being from the rest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we are to compare this being by its mass, we find that it is insignificant as compared to some of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are to compare the mass of a human being by that of the earth, you find that a human being is insignificant. If you are to compare him by the mass of the solar system, he is more insignificant. If you are to compare him with the mass of the Milky Way galaxy to which we belong, you find that he is even more insignificant. Imagine how insignificant in his mass if he is to be compared by the universe in which we live, that include millions of galaxies. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored this being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Indeed, we have honored the descendants of Adam. And he said, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْ. And he made all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth subservient to you. So he honored this being, and he made everything in this universe subservient to him, and he made him competitor to the angels, who are the purest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created out of light, and who are in constant state of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are described in the Quran, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. And those who are with him, they are not too proud, they are never too proud to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor do they grow weary in his worship. Rather, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the night and by the day without flagging, without any decline in their vigor in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this being a competitor to the angels, the purest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, some of the humans may exceed in their virtue that of the angels. So this is a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this being. On the other hand though, this being could decline and be among the lowest of the low. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what means that indeed we have created, we have destined for the hellfire many jinn and men who have hearts with which they fail to understand and reason, who have eyes with which they fail to see, and who have ears with which they fail to see, to hear. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. These are like animals, like cattle. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another ayah, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَأَكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. That those who do not believe enjoy their base desires and they eat. They eat and mate like animals. In this ayah though, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Those of the humans who do not follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are more astray even than the cattle, than the animals. And we'll see why inshaAllah later. The question is, how can a human being elevate that high? How can the human being be of the high ranks of the angels? And how can he descend to become among the lowest of the low? This is what I'm going to address in the second khutbah, inshallah. The question, dear brothers and sisters, is how this being, who is, as far as his mass is considered, insignificant as compared to some of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how could this be elevated to the ranks of the angels, and how in some cases he become among the lowest of the low of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is simple. If this being serves the purpose of his creation, then he will be honored and he will elevate in the ranks of faith and iman to become close to the ranks of the angels. And if his life becomes of no meaning, no mission, serves no purpose, then in this case, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, the animals will be more guarded than him. Why? Because the animals serve the purpose of their creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them to serve a purpose, and they are serving that purpose. So the human who does not serve the purpose of his creation becomes less guided than the animals. If that being, the human being, uphold the trust with which we are entrusted then he will be honored and he will be raised in the ranks of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, inna 'aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهودا. Indeed we have offered the trust, and the trust here refers to the gift of choice. This gift of choice is what also distinguished this being from the rest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single being in this universe falls within the realm of fulfilling the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single being worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extol the limitless glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they cannot come out from this realm of servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the exception of this human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the choice, the gift of choice, to either obey and be honored or disobey and face the consequences of his own choosing. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna aradna al-amanata," indeed we have offered the trust, and this trust here refers to the gift of choice. "Ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal," to the heavens, to the earth, and to the mountains. فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They refused to bear it because they were afraid of it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ, but the insan or the human took it up. He accepted this trust. Dear brothers and sisters, we are created in this life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create men and jinn, but to worship me alone. And he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Oh, you who believe, remember Allah in abundance. And he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be conscious of Allah with the consciousness that is due to Him. So this is what this life is all about. It is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as you know, the concept of worship in Islam is broad, which means when I work in order to suffice my family with this intention to suffice my own family, this is considered part of the ibadah, considered part of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is very important to remember this meaning all the time, even though this is one of the basics of Islam, but we sometimes lose sight of very important issues such as this issue. We need to pause and ask ourselves the question: do we live to eat, drink, and mate, or there is something more to life than this? What do we choose? Do we choose the path that lead us to high ranks, to ranks close to those of the angels, or do we choose the other path? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind us of this duty, of this task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. So this is part of the mission of every prophet. We did not send a messenger before you, but revealed to him that there is no God worthy of worship but me, so worship me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describing the basic mission of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you just open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and find out what was the first command in the Quran, you find that it is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you and those who were before you, so that you may achieve taqwa, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you also search for the first prohibition that is mentioned in the Quran, you find it that it is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not set up rivals in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something of utmost importance that we should always keep in mind. We are humans, and there are a lot of distractions that take us away from this basic duty that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we need to remember this and try to understand the meaning of ubudiyyah. What does it mean to be a abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ubudiyyah is a state in which the person subdues himself with love and humility to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that many Muslims are called Abdullah. Abdullah. You know the meaning of Abdullah? Abdullah is it means the adorer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abdullah is the person who completely yield to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love, out of fear, and out of hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our duty always is to submit by all our being to the creator of all beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a reminder for myself and for all my brothers inshaAllah to keep in mind inshaAllah. And in the end, I would like to remind everybody of two major activities that is taking place in this masjid inshaAllah. Tonight at Maghrib time, we are having a lecture by a guest speaker who is Harun Baqai. He is head of a full-time memorization of Quran school located in Maryland. And so everybody is invited to attend that lecture, which is going to be beneficial by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also remember that tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we have a community dinner, so everybody is invited to share this dinner inshallah. And also after that we have a graduation ceremony for those for the participants of Irqa program, which is a Hafiz memorization of the Quran program. We need to honor in this ceremony some of the brothers who completed their memorizations of the memorization of the Quran, and also followed by a talk for our guest speaker, whom we invited from out of state. So everybody is encouraged, and please be there tomorrow inshallah at 7:30 p.m. أقولوا قولي هذا وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة.